genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the Internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is dead weight. Each of my guests will be talking about things that weigh us down and what we can do about them. My first guest is a former soap opera star, successful motivational coach, and a workshop leader. He's developed a process of weight loss that helped him shed 70 pounds. He'll share his secrets of success with us. My second guest is known as the Indiana Jones of the digital age. He's worked as an actor. He speaks 7 foreign languages. He holds the world record in tango. He's the national Chinese kickboxing champion. And we're going to talk about his latest book, The 4-Hour Body. My third guest believes the U.S. economy has been skyjacked. He ought to know. He's the founder and chairman of Swiss American Trading Corporation, a gold trading company with a global perspective. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Freeman Michaels starred in the daytime drama The Young and the Restless. He understands the demands that television places on actors to look their best. He struggled with controlling his weight for years. Recognizing others struggled with controlling their weight too, Freeman created the Service to Help Process, a life coaching program designed to delve into the origins of weight gain and loss. Recently, he became a multimedia mogul. He launched Changing Times Media, an internet channel that features 6 programs, The Freeman Michaels Show, Perchance to Dream, Everyday Intelligence, Cutting Edge Consciousness, Positive Parenting, and a wellness show. Freeman holds a master's degree in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. Welcome back to the show, Freeman. How are you today?
Hey, Billy. Great to be on.
Well, and Happy New Year to you. So I'm glad to have you on. This is a great time of the year because people are still energized. They still are living up to their New Year's resolutions and the promises that they made to themselves. And for most people, myself included, losing weight is all about loss. It means you give up your foods, you give up the behaviors that provided you comfort in the past. Really, and it's about judgmental thinking about yourself as too. I'm fat, I'm unattractive, I'm undisciplined, why can't I stay on this diet? Which is a major roadblock when you want to release weight. So yeah. I guess the first place to start, Freeman, is give us what's the cornerstone of changing our beliefs about weight loss and about ourselves?
Well, you touched on it. So you can never get to a positive outcome from a negative perspective. In other words, you can't shame yourself or guilt trip yourself into making what I call self-honoring choices, at least not in a sustainable way. So, you know, this is really important. The vantage point from which we want to release weight, and that really is the key word, because you're right, if you lose something that has served a valuable purpose, now we're not just talking about the weight, we're also talking about the eating patterns. We call them eating habits, I call them eating patterns, because in truth, they're patterns of behavior, and these patterns have actually served a valuable purpose, right? So if you just give them up and you have no plan to replace them, you know, you're going to gain the weight back or replace it with some other, usually, self-honoring pattern.
So trading one bad habit for another, basically.
That's it. And that happens all the time. We find this with people who have bariatric surgery, that after the surgery, they often slip into other addictions, whether it's into drugs and alcohol, gambling, shopping, because what they're doing, what it is really, it's a pattern of behavior about a need and how they've learned to get needs met. And we call this the denied self, the aspect of us that we don't like. And so the behavior is an expression of that. And that's where the whole thing, kind of hinges. is, are we really willing to accept every part of ourselves, recognize what the behavior is really about, and actually work to address that piece? And that piece usually relates to needs. And that's what I found for myself, that I was in a constant battle with my weight, that the battle had a life of its own. The struggle was kind of independent. I was in a struggle having more to do with my own self-image and how I learned to cope in the world by using food. And that's what I had to address.
And Freeman, when we come back, I want to explore that a little bit more. Right now, we've got a break for commercials, and our next guest is coming in. We've been talking to Freeman Michaels, everybody. We're talking about self-honoring choices. We'll resume that conversation right after this short commercial break.
Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain right here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every one of our shows has a theme, and today's theme is dead weight. Each of my guests is talking about things that weigh us down and what we can do about them. My last guest, Tim Ferriss, author of the book, The 4-Hour Body, was giving us some detailed instructions on how we can lose weight in the year 2011. I want to come back to my first guest, Freeman Michaels, former soap opera star, now turned consultant and guide, nutrition guide. Freeman, you had a chance to listen to Tim during that section, and there were some things that you picked up on that were very appealing to you about what he was saying in The 4-Hour Body.
There's a couple things. One is that I'm not a nutrition person. My book, Weight Release, A Liberating Journey, is really more about the psychology and not about what to eat and so forth and so on. But here's some things I like about what he's talking about. Every diet is followed by a binge. I mean, it's just human nature. When you're told you can't have something, it's like it begins to grow, and you want it, and you crave it. And so the idea of a binge day built into the system, I think, is really wise.
No, I think that is good, too, and I think you're right. It is human nature to want to be able to do that whenever you're denied. But that brings us, I guess, to the crucible of what you teach, and that is the difference between weight loss, which was what Tim was talking about, and weight release, which is what you talk about. So for listeners who are just turning in, describe the difference between the two.
Right. Well, I mentioned earlier the idea of loss, that you're actually giving something up, and in this case you are. I mean, you know, for me, I have over 100 pounds swing in my adult life. So when I was on Young and the Restless, I was 175 pounds. When I hit my peak, I was probably 275, 280, somewhere in that range. And so realize I was using food. I was using food to cope with stress, anxiety. Oh, a lot of emotional stuff would come up, and I would go to certain foods for that. So if I just took it away and I didn't have any way of addressing the underlying causal level, see, where most of us are operating at the level of effect. The effect is, we put on extra weight, but that's not the cause. The cause isn't the food. It's what's motivating the choices that we need to look at. And this is the big distinction. So, you know, I love what Tim had to say. I think that the book sounds like it's got some great tips and tools. The only thing I would say as a caveat is be clear about the part of you that's buying the book. If you're buying the book because you really have addressed the underlying issues, and this is a way of expressing a positive, a positive perspective on yourself, okay, then it's great. Then you're just, you know, these are just tools. But if it's an attempt to fix a problem, and this is where most people go wrong, they look at their weight as a problem. It's not a problem. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of behavior. It is. But more importantly, it's actually a pattern of thinking. It's And there's some neurology behind this. I won't go too much into that because it doesn't matter. The point is simply that we're caught in these negative patterns, and it reflects a negative self-image. In other words, the external weight is an expression. It is, of something that's going on inside.
All right, we're talking to Freeman Michaels, everybody, author of the book Weight Release, A Liberating Journey. And Freeman, you bring up an interesting point that weight is really a problem. I mean, a pattern. It is not a problem. Didn't want to confuse those two. It's a pattern, not a problem. But this is the time of the year when diet books are at their absolute peak for sales. People are signing up for Nutrisystems and other branded diet programs that are out there. And you say you really need to address the underlying issues. How can somebody know whether they're addressing their weight for the right reasons or if they're even attacking the underlying issues? What are some tips there?
Yeah, well, so now here's a little bit again for me, is that what we do is we begin to create what I call practices, okay, self-care practices. And these are pattern interruptions specifically. They're aimed at interrupting patterns. So for me, I had to create self-soothing activities because I recognized that I was using food to soothe, right? So things like meditating, taking baths, taking walks, those kinds of ways of being in relationship with food are really important. One of the big things I promote is a mindfulness practice where, see, for me, for many years, I was always in a battle with food. Food was the enemy, and so I was always trying to eat good, you know, and the notion being that I wanted to eat bad. And what I did is I found a positive motivation for the food, for what I was doing with food. Food went from being this thing I was trying to control and avoid to it had a purpose. I motivated myself with something that I wanted in my life, and we call this the imperative. It's what motivates our choices. And then I create practices. Besides self-soothing practices, my mindful eating practice is really important. So I make the food sacred. I make it an expression of nourishing myself. So I sit down to eat a couple of tips. I hydrate. I drink 2 glasses of water before my first bite. It's just a tip. And studies have shown, by the way, that this by itself is very effective. Having 2 glasses of water before you eat less. Now, that's not the reason I'm doing it. I'm hydrating. And then I set an intention or affirmation or say grace or something. I honor the food. And then I breathe between bites. I recognize the qualities in the food. It slows me down. I choose my portions, how much I want to put in my body. So, you know, this is something I've helped coach with, is instead of just diving into the chips, take the amount you want to eat. Don't say you can't have it, but take the amount you want. Put an intention behind why you're having that food and enjoy every bite.
That is great. And actually, those are some very useful tips in a short amount of time. Freeman, I can't believe how quickly the time goes, but people are listening to the sound of your voice. They like what they hear because you're giving them practical, actionable items. So if they do like what they hear, where would you direct them to go on the Internet to learn more about you or learn more about your book, Weight Release, A Liberating Journey?
Sure. ServiceToSelf.com is the website. If folks are on Facebook and they want to get involved, they can look me up there, either under Freeman Michaels or Weight Release Group. I have a group on Facebook that they can join, and I post things, and there's videos up there they can watch of me going through the process, actually, with a client, so they can get some of the background of what I'm talking about and begin to apply it to their own life.
Oh, that is great. We've been talking to Freeman Michaels, everybody, author of the book, Weight Release, A Liberating Journey. Freeman, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you so much.